Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the Iowa legislature back in session.
Joined by State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, thank you very much for joining us. The legislature is set to reconvene here soon. Last time we talked a couple weeks ago, you said you'd had some preliminary talks with some other senators. Kind of talk about those ongoing conversations and obviously some of the numbers that you've seen so far.
Well, things are a little more definite now. On June 3, which is Wednesday, we will reconvene. The schedule is that the first 3 days, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we'll be looking at some of the bills that were pending when we recessed last spring. So I've been looking at them to see which ones I'd like to try to push and get passed, and I'm sure other legislators are doing the same thing. I don't know how many of them will be able to get done. I'm assuming this will be a fairly short session here. And then the next week, we'll be working on the budget. Hopefully, the House and Senate can come to an agreement on the total amount, and then the process is that the money gets allocated among the different budget subcommittees, which you probably recall I chair one of them in the Senate. And we will then work out the details of those bills and present them to the Senate and the House and hopefully get them passed and signed by the governor. So that's kind of a summary of what will be happening. The Revenue Estimating Conference meets today, Friday, and will give us an estimate of incoming revenue. That's always a difficult job, and it's hard to be accurate a year out, and it will be especially difficult this year. We will look at their estimate and take it into account, but I think we need to be very cautious. We don't want to risk appropriating more money than it turns out that we have, and which would require us to make cuts, and that's really painful. We don't want to get into that kind of a situation. So I think everyone that I have talked to anyway agrees that it's better to be careful and be able to fulfill whatever promises we make, whatever appropriations we make, than to risk overdoing it and having to make cuts. So that's a little summary of what's going on with the legislature. I don't know exactly how long it will last, but I don't expect it to be a long session. And the key factor will be when we can come to an agreement on the budget.
Well, you already mentioned taking a couple days to look at bills that were pending. I know, like you've already said, it's going to be a short session, and you can't speak for other legislators. Is there anything major that you see coming out of those first couple days?
Well, it's really too soon to say. There were a number of bills pending, and my estimate would be that there'd only be a few of them that we would be able to bring up. We've talked about school discipline and liability for school people that enforce reasonable discipline in the schools. That's probably going to be an issue. We've got some constitutional amendments that are pending that I think at least will be discussed. And, for example, the bill that would say that there's no right to an abortion in the Iowa Constitution. You may recall the Iowa Supreme Court a couple years ago said there was, and I think most reasonable people would say there isn't any mention at all of abortion in the Iowa Constitution, and a lot of us feel like we should just go ahead and say that. And the Iowa Second Amendment provision, Iowa does not have Second Amendment provisions the way the vast majority of other states do, and I think that I would like to see that pass. I guess we will see if we can get those kinds of things done or not.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the Iowa legislature. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.